13-year-old Wendy was left home alone by her parents. Her parents are out of town, and this is the first time Wendy has been home alone for a whole weekend. She's waiting patiently for her friend Odette, who's 14 years old, but her best friend. Wendy, she's a unique beauty. Wendy has pale skin and is extremely busty for her age. Her tits really grew in at the age of 13. And Wendy also has long red hair that looks like a sunset in autumn. She could probably have any boy at her school, but she's already taken. She has a boyfriend named Tim. He'll be coming over later. But first, Odette shows up. Her best friend, Odette, is 14 years old, and she's got an extremely petite body, pretty much opposite of Wendy. Odette has very dark black skin, dreadlocks, and a sexy, tight ass. The girls get settled in and they are so excited for their night. They have planned for their boyfriends to come over to Wendy's house. The perfect setup for two tween girls to spend time with their boyfriends. The two friends have a very special event planned. A special treat for their boyfriends. And the boyfriends, they don't have any idea what's to happen. Odette is particularly worried about it because she thinks the boys won't go for what they have in mind. But Wendy isn't worried. I mean, they're both excited. It's just Odette doesn't think it's going to be successful. The boys finally show up. Tim is Wendy's boyfriend. He's 14 years old, white skin. And Matt is Odette's boyfriend. He's also 14 and is black like Odette. They settle in, lots of giggles. They actually feel grown up because they're in a home alone with no parental supervision. Home alone with their boyfriends and girlfriends. Their young excitement is just swirling through the air. And it doesn't take long. The two young couples end up kissing, making out on the couch. And it'll be helpful to know that Odette and Wendy have both lost their virginities to their boyfriends. So they're all experienced, horny young tweens. Both the boys start groping their girlfriends. They're probably all thinking how awkward, but kind of hot it is to be making out around each other, right next to each other on the couch. Tim can never keep his hands off Wendy's busty, growing tits. They're probably close to D size at this point and still so perky. Matt loves how tiny and petite his girlfriend is. His hand starts groping her tween pussy over her clothes. Both the girls are getting wet, horny. And of course, both the boys have growing bulges inside of their pants. It doesn't take much to get 13 and 14-year-olds horny and ready to fuck. But then something happens that surprises the boys ultimately. Wendy slyly gets the attention of Odette and makes a wink at her, communicating that their plan is about to begin. The two girls get up, stand in front of the couch, and start making out with each other like two tween lesbians. the boys have no idea that this was going to happen, and they definitely had no clue the two girls were by their own girlfriends. The boys just stood there in shock. The lust for their girlfriends slowly burned brighter. Seeing their own girlfriend kiss another girl, it was quite a sight. And both of the boys thought that it was particularly very sexy to see a white girl and a black girl together. Wendy's pale skin against Odette's dark skin was just intoxicating to see. Odette starts moving her hands on Wendy's breast, groping and squeezing her busty 13-year-old tits. The boys are even more shocked. Wendy plays back and she starts groping Odette's tiny tits, both of them looking over at their boyfriend, smiling and giggling. And then even more happens that surprises the boys even further. The girls start to slowly do a little strip tease. Wendy and Odette lift their shirts up, exposing their chests with their bras on. Wendy's body, it was made to be looked at. Between her big, heavy breasts that were so perky, the curves of her hips and waist were just perfection. And then Odette, her gorgeous, youthful, supple black skin, her flat tummy. The lack of curves on Odette didn't make her less sexy than Wendy, just different. And the girls start making out again, shirtless, still groping each other all over. Wendy even starts grabbing and squeezing Odette's cute little ass. Odette makes a move and starts rubbing Wendy between her legs, and the boys are just throbbing hard, still speechless on what was happening before their eyes. Their young middle school girlfriends were giving them a live lesbian show. And then Wendy, she turns Odette around, bends her over, and starts sliding her pants down, revealing Odette's panties. She has Odette stayed bent over, giving both boys, her own boyfriend, and then Wendy's boyfriend, a view of Odette's sexy little ass. Wendy actually looks her boyfriend straight in the eyes as she's rubbing and groping Odette's ass, giving her boyfriend a smile, a look in her eyes like, "Don't you think Odette is sexy?" And then Odette, she does the same to Wendy, bends her over in front of the boys, slides down her skirt, revealing Wendy's panties, her sweet cotton panties, covering the most delicate part of her body, her pussy, poking out between her thighs as Odette has her hands all over, rubbing, groping, and squeezing Wendy's ass. Odette even takes the panties and just pulls them up Wendy's ass a little bit, showing off Wendy's supple, pale ass cheeks. And they go back to making out, right in front of the boys. And their two girlfriends, almost stripped down, completely naked, making out with each other in front of them. And the boys could tell the girls loved it. And they did. They enjoyed making out with each other. enjoyed a little lesbian sex with their best friend. Wendy loved the way Odette kissed. It was softer than her boyfriend's kiss. Odette thought Wendy was just out of this world sexy. Her pale skin and her big breast. She loved making out with her best friend. And it was so hot to see such young girls, their little breasts pushed together, their hands all over each other. But then something happened next that the boys definitely did not see coming. Wendy then walks over to Odette's boyfriend, Matt. Odette walks over to Wendy's boyfriend, Tim. They let it be known that they want to switch partners tonight. And of course, the boys, they don't argue too much. The girls seem into it. The girls seem insistent on it. Who are they to say no to their girlfriends? And Odette looks at Tim with a smile on her face and says out loud that she's wanted to take white dick for a while now and that she's excited that Tim's going to be her first white cock. And it gives Tim a little thrill, an extra throb, knowing that he's going to be Odette's first white dick. And so she unbuttons his pants, takes that white cock out immediately that's throbbing hard, and starts blowing him right there in front of her best friend, in front of her boyfriend, and Tim's immediately horny for Odette. The sight of her dark skin, her dark lips wrapping around his white cock. He didn't know it was something that would be so triggering, triggering in the best way. It made him just want to start fucking Odette right then and there. But he just sat back and enjoyed Odette's mouth. Wendy, she immediately took out her tits, those D cup tween tits. Let him out of her bra, gave Matt a big eyeful, and she dropped down to her knees, squished his black cock right inside of her breast, and gave Matt a tit job, his hard black cock sliding in between her big white breast. Both of them loved the view. And this is one of the reasons why the girls made this plan. They were both curious about interracial sex. It was something that was intriguing. They had talked about it kind of jokingly until they made this plan. Odette spent a lot of time talking about her boyfriend's black cock, while Wendy spent time telling her best friend about Tim's white cock. And they did this until they just had to make the plan. They had to make it happen, and here they were. Odette's mouth was working Tim's white cock so fucking well. She sucked cock differently than Wendy. Not better or worse, it was just different. And he felt like he was about to bust in her mouth immediately. So he had to switch, returning the favor to Odette. And then he started getting curious. Curious if Odette's black pussy would taste any differently. When he put Odette on the couch, pulled her panties down, spread her legs, he was immediately even more horny for her. She had such dark outer lips, And when he spread those lips open, he could see the pinkest of holes, like the contrast made it even sexier. Even Wendy looked over and loved the image, loved seeing her boyfriend go down on her best friend. It made her even more wet, so much so that she insisted that Matt do the same. So she stood up, pulled down her panties, and Matt was wide-eyed and thrilled to see what Wendy had behind her panties. She had the most petite mound that was covered with the thinnest of red pubic hair, just a layer of red fuzz. He was so entranced by it. Wendy got on the couch, spread her legs, and Matt just took some time to take in the sight of a white girl's red-haired pussy. He leaned down and took a big sniff, taking in the smell of that white pussy. He opened her up, and Wendy was so pink. Her slit was so pink, glistening pink, wet for him. And he immediately dove in, eating out his girlfriend's best friend's pussy, licking a white girl's pussy for the first time. And the girls looked over at each other while their boyfriends were eating them out, and just smiled and got even more wet, seeing the image of their boyfriend eating another girl's pussy, their best friend's pussy. The image of interracial sex, interracial teen sex. And they both actually held the boys' head even deeper into their pussies, almost grinding against the boys' face, using them to get off because everything was so hot. It smelled like sex in the air. They were fucking each other's boyfriends in front of each other. It was just too much to be patient. And both the girls came on each other's boyfriend's face, their sweet moans filling the air, both of them triggering each other to an orgasm, coming at the same time. And the only time they really switch back to normal is in this moment. Odette wanted to kiss Matt's mouth, her boyfriend's. She wanted to kiss him with the taste of Wendy's cum on his mouth. And Wendy did the same. She grabbed her boyfriend, kissed him deeply, tasting her best friend's pussy on his mouth. And then the two couples went back to swapping. The girls both got between the boys' leg and started sucking cock, returning the favor. Matt thought that Wendy looked so fucking sexy sucking his cock. Just the vision of a white girl on her knees before him. Her pale skin, her pink lips, the way she looked so innocent, sucking his cock, he loved it. Odette loved sucking white cock. It just made her feel different, made her feel a little taboo. And Odette actually sat up for a moment and spoke to both the boys. She said, "Matt, I want you to see me suck this white cock. And Tim, I want you to look at your girlfriend sucking black cock. Watch your girlfriend enjoy nigger cock in her mouth." And the boys did. They really enjoyed seeing their girlfriends suck another cock. Another cock that wasn't their race. Tim loved seeing Wendy suck Black Hawk. And Matt loved seeing Odette suck White Cock. He just loved seeing his girlfriend sucking cock in general. It was different. It was exciting. Odette couldn't take it any longer. She actually said out loud, "I'm so ready to take White Cock inside of my nigger pussy. I need it now." As she started climbing on top of Tim, and as she started riding him, she didn't stop dirty talking about what she was doing. Saying things like, "Yeah, you like this nigger pussy, white boy. You like the feeling of my little nigger pussy squeezing you." Odette was getting off on the interracial fucking. Wendy joined in, saying she was excited too. Saying things like, "You want to lay me down on the floor and pump your nigger cock inside of my white pussy? You want to feel my white pussy, huh? You want to watch my white tits bounce as you fuck my brains out?" And of course, Matt gave it to her. He did lay her down, still loving the view of Wendy's red, fuzzy little white pussy. It drove him wild, really, to see that red pubic hair against such soft, pale skin. And the two young couples, they fucked for what seemed like hours, different positions, all of them watching each other, enjoying the live porn show while fucking a girl that wasn't their girlfriend. They all loved it. They loved the interracial taboo of it. It was a wild group sex scene between these tween kids. All of them just horny for each other. Horny for their interracial fucking. Turned on by the idea of swapping partners, watching their boyfriend or girlfriend fuck another person right there in front of them. And things started heating up so much so that Odette did something that surprised even herself. She was feeling so slutty, but in a good way. She almost felt like a porn star. And she was hungrier for more. More depravity, more horniness, more hotness. And she started doing something, begging for something that surprised everyone. She said to Tim, "Tim, please. I want you to bugger me. I want you to stuff that white cock in my nigger asshole. I need it. I need you to pound my filthy, tight black hole. I'm bent over for you, Tim. Look at me. Look at that tight black asshole. Don't you want to stretch it? Don't you want to pound it? Grab my ebony ass and pound my asshole, Tim. There it goes. Oh, I want to feel white cock inside of my nigger asshole. Oh, yeah, stretch me out, Tim. Stretch me out and enjoy the view, the contrast of your white dick disappearing into my fat ebony ass. Yeah, just like that. Fill me up. Fill me up, Tim. Oh, I love getting fucked by white cock. Oh, especially in front of my boyfriend. He likes it too. Yeah, now he's watching me get fucked in the ass by a white man. So deep inside me. Oh, yes. Oh my God, how's it feel, Tim? How's it feel? Yes, how's it feel to fuck a nigger asshole? So tight, isn't it? Sucking you in. I'm such a fucking slut for white cock. Oh, yes. I'm such a tramp. I'm such a tramp for that white cock. Yeah. Grab hold and pound me harder, Tim. Pound me harder with that white dick. Yeah. Give me that white dick so deep and so hard. That's better. Yes. Yes, I want to be your nigger cum dump. I want you to dump your seed right inside my ass. I want you to fill me up. Fill me up with that white cum, that white cream. Yeah, use me. Use my nigger ass. Oh, God. Oh, I can't wait to fill a white boy cum inside me. Give me that white cum. Give me that white sperm. Come on, Tim. Come. Come inside me. Yeah, come inside my nigger asshole. Fill it up nice and deep. I want to feel you spray. Spray that white sperm inside of my nigger asshole. Oh, yeah, there it is. Oh, my God, yes. Yes, it's so deep. Oh, my God, you just popped my anal virginity. A white boy did. Oh, my God. Yes, giving a nigger an anal cream pie. Oh, I hope you love that, Tim. Yes. Oh, coming deep inside of my ass. Oh, my God, I'm such a slut. And meanwhile, things were heating up for Wendy and Matt as well. Oh, yes. You like that? Yeah, you like a white girl with her legs spread open for you? Yes. Oh, yes, I love your nigger cock. Oh, my gosh, it just turns me into an absolute slut. Yes, a big nigger cock inside of me. Yeah, yes, you can come inside of me. I want that nigger jizz deep inside of my white cunt. Yeah, deep inside of there. Oh, my God. God, oh, I love getting fucked by a black boy. Yes. Oh, my God. It's so different than a white boy. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Oh, I bet you've got so much black sperm in there, don't you? Pump me full of it. Pump my little pussy. Yeah, pump my little pussy full of your nigger sperm. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Here it comes. Yeah. Give it to me. Give me your cum. Give me all that nigger jizz. Push it way deep in there. Way deep inside of my little pussy. Yes. Oh, my God. I feel you. I feel you filling me up so much. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Oh. Look how sexy your black cock looks sliding out of my pussy. Oh, that's so sexy. Look, look, I'm going to push out. I'm going to push out your cum for you. Look at that. Look at you, nigger jizz, being pushed out of this white pussy. Yes, you want to swipe some of that cum all over my red pubic hair? Yeah, you want to see that? My red-haired pussy creamed with your nigger jizz. Oh, yes. Oh, my God, I'm so turned on by this. Will you please piss inside of me? That's what I said. Will you please, please piss inside of my white cunt? Here, I'll open it for you. Look at that. Look at my stretched hole. Piss in there, please. I want to feel your warm nigger piss fill up my cunt, please. Oh, yes. Oh, I'll wait for it, please. Oh, my God. I want to feel it so much. That hot piss filling my little fuck hole. Yes. Come on. Come on. I'm opened up for you. piss right inside of my fucked hole. Oh, there it is. Oh my God, it's so warm. I think I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come from me pissing inside of me. Oh, it's so hot. Oh my God, I'm gonna come. Oh yeah, keep pissing inside of me. Yeah. Oh my God, yes. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh my God. Oh my God, yes. Oh my God, your nigger jizz and piss made me come so hard. Oh, you got some for my face. Oh, yes, give it to me. Give it to me. Piss in my mouth. Thank you. You turned me into a proper slut. A proper piss slut. And so after everything wrapped up, the two couples all laid there, cuddling with each other. The girls returning to their own boyfriends, all four of them with big smiles on their faces. And they all agreed that they were going to make this a regular occurrence because all four of them loved the interracial swapping.